I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Toronto's University Health Network announced on August 20th that employees who are not fully vaccinated against COVID-19 by October 8th can be fired. The health network previously considered asking unvaccinated employees to take a leave of absence before the recent development. Health Network CEO Dr. Kevin Smith wrote in a statement that workers are expected to have their first shot by September 8th and their second one by October 8th. If an employee is still not vaccinated, they will be placed on a two-week unpaid leave. If there is no proof of a vaccine after that period, the employee is then fired. According to a statement given to CP24 last week, Smith said 92% of University Health Network employees are fully vaccinated, up from 85%. This increase comes after a policy made testing mandatory before an employee arrived at work if proof of vaccination was not offered. The October 8th deadline to have Health Network employees fully vaccinated is another effort by the city to battle the fourth wave of the pandemic. On August 19th, Mayor John Tory announced that city staff workers and Toronto Transit Commission employees must be fully vaccinated by October 30th. The University Health Network includes Toronto's major hospitals, including Toronto Western, Princess Margaret, and Toronto General. Ontario saw another uptick in COVID-19 cases this week, with the province hitting more than 600 for the first time since early June. 136 cases were in Toronto. More than 20,000 tests were administered in the previous 24-hour window prior to August 20th. The positivity rate stands at 2.4%. As the city's vaccine rollout continues, more than 66% of eligible adults are fully vaccinated in Toronto, with 4.5 million vaccines administered, according to the City of Toronto website. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.